Podcast 98, Mary and Martha. The Gospel reading for today's podcast is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. In today's Gospel passage, we have the story of Mary and Martha. According to John 11, verse 1, the village these two women lived in was Bethany, just outside Jerusalem. Jesus was already a friend of the family and known to them as the teacher. Jesus and his disciples regularly depended on the hospitality of friends and well-wishers as they engaged in an itinerant ministry. Luke, in this account, does not name the village. So last Saturday we had a celebration meal. One commentator quipped that in Luke's Gospel, Jesus is either going to a meal, at a meal, or coming from a meal. Luke notes 19 meals, and of these, 13 are peculiar to his gospel. As the story of Mary and Martha is centered around a meal, a little bit of background information on meals in the first century AD Judea is relevant. Most village families ate two meals. Breakfasts were light and usually carried to the fields or places of work, and eaten between mid-morning and midday. Suppers, or the evening meal, were much more substantial. Vegetables, eggs, cheese, butter, bread, wine, nuts and fruit might be served, with perhaps a chicken or fish dish. From Martha's harassed request for Mary to help her, it can reasonably be assumed that the meal they were eating was an evening meal involving a range of dishes. Cooking could be done on both outside and inside cooking fires, depending on the number of dishes involved, further adding to Martha's stress. Martha catches a lot of stick from some preachers who expound this story. What is the role of Martha? Is Martha just an anxious fuss budget who is getting worried about something which is of no consequence? In Matthew 25, Jesus tells the parable of the sheep and the goats, the point being that those who provided hospitality showed evidence of spiritual life as well as human kindness. In Romans 12:13, the duty of hospitality is closely linked with the particular responsibility of caring for fellow Christians. Dismissing Martha as someone who missed the point in her efforts to provide hospitality does not acknowledge the place of hospitality as a ministry to others. However, this point, while needing to be made, does not negate Jesus' commendation of Mary and her devotion to Jesus and his teaching. What implications does the story of Mary and Martha have for us today? The first point to consider is the equality of women as disciples along with the men. This equality is not only present during Jesus' earthly ministry, but continues after his ascension. Women are not second-class citizens in God's family, and men can also be called to act in a serving role, as the ministry of the seven deacons in Acts 6 shows. So the criteria for the various forms of ministry appear to be functional and contextual, rather than allocated on a gender-specific basis. Women and men who participate in the work of the kingdom of God will not always function in a way which corresponds to the expectations and norms of the wider society. This can be viewed as a biblical principle which can be extended to supporting the place of women in leadership functions in the community of faith, including ordination. Jesus' teaching would also have been underpinned by teaching about the Torah, the law. In allowing Mary to be part of this instruction, Jesus would have been breaking yet more of the cultural norms of the day. Women were not permitted to be disciples of a rabbi and were not taught Torah. Mary's devotion to Jesus would also have involved paying close attention to the lessons and commandments of the scripture and Jesus' commentary on scripture. Mary's devotion to Jesus' teaching, therefore, involves devotion to the sacred writings. It's Jesus who instructs his disciples in Matthew 5 as part of the Sermon on the Mount, Do not think I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. As my article in the parish magazine notes, Holy Scripture is important to Jesus. Therefore, it is also important to all his disciples, including Mary. One of the main points many commentaries make about this narrative is that spiritual food and devotion to God's teaching take priority over providing for the food and physical needs of people. However, both elements are often necessary in a fellowship setting, and some balance must be struck between the preoccupation with activism and activity and being so heavenly minded we are of no earthly use. Martha's desire to provide the best hospitality was not wrong in itself, but she had her priorities wrong. More telling in some ways is that Martha becomes worried and upset. The joy and peace that comes from Christian service, even in a busy situation, has left her. She is, as modern colloquial speech would say, in a tiz. Being in this state is not good for anyone, Martha herself, Mary, or the other people around her, including Jesus. Jesus' rebuke to her is a gentle one, and his love and concern for her is evident. So how do we respond when people get fraught and tense around us? It's so easy for a sharp word to be responded to in like kind. Jesus does not do what Martha asks. He's not sending Mary to help her, but he does gently remind her about priorities. Staying calm when others are fraught and staying true to the principles and actions you believe are right are both lessons to be seen in this instance of Jesus' actions. This narrative also reminds us to care for both the Marthas and the Marys in our community of faith, to give opportunity for those with a more contemplative, devotional focus, occasions for contemplation that feed and nourish them in our busy parishes and lifestyles. For example, taking the opportunity to attend the monthly Friday retreats at St. James Nixon Street that we advertise in the parish newsletter. As well, we're not to presume on the activists and willing volunteers, so that they are tempted to start keeping score, comparing their efforts with others, and feeling used by the church rather than appreciated. A recent extreme example of this has been the mistreatment and overworking of interns in the Arise Church that's been reported in the press. So Mary and Martha need not represent irreconcilable tribes. They can be united within the same heart as long as the Mary moments come first.